Numbers after one with Warsaw leading 16-12 over Goshen. Warsaw, 6 of 16 from the field, 4 of 12 from the arc. They did not attempt a free throw. Goshen, 5 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from the arc, and 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Peterson, right side, Zartman. And her pass deflected. It's loose. And Neely goes down to get it. Now it's ripped out of her hands. And we're going to have a held ball, and Goshen's going to get the possession. So the Red Hawks have it. Goshen out-rebounded Warsaw in the first quarter, 12-6, because they had 8 offensive rebounds, but they also had 4 turnovers. Warsaw had 1. And Hill had her inbounds pass knocked away. It's saved in by Peterson. In the lane, Neely shoots it. Blocked out in the corner. Grabbed by Hostetler. She's trapped in the corner deep in the backcourt. She's in trouble. They don't want to take a timeout. They've already taken 2. Held ball. And the arrow should belong back to Warsaw. The arrow never got changed. The arrow never got changed, so it is Warsaw basketball. And the Tigers will play it in. No, that's wrong. It should be Warsaw ball. We've already had a jump ball. Warsaw had it at the possession. Now they're going to the scorebook. It should be Warsaw ball. It is Warsaw ball. Warsaw had it at the quarter. Goshen had it just a few seconds ago. And now it's Warsaw ball, and Peterson will play it in from down in the corner. Still 16-12 after this momentary pause. They get it into Egoff, who's in the game, out to Bricker. Across the top to Zartman, back to Bricker between the circles, left side Peterson. Peterson back out to Bricker. She backs it out toward the center circle. Hostetler follows her out there. Now Bricker being pressured, gets off a screen from Winchester. Right side Peterson in the corner for Zartman, inside Winchester for 2. They drew the big girls away from the basket, and Brooke made them pay. Her first 2 makes it 18-12 and makes it a 9-0 Lady Tiger run. Hill being pressured everywhere in the backcourt by Agoff. Throws it long, picked off by Winchester. That was a desperation heave into the right corner for Bricker. Again, Hill out away from the basket. Pass goes through everybody, and it's picked off by Tyra Markham for Goshen. Now Markham starts up the floor. Agoff in chase, hits the brakes, and stops just across the line. Hill at the foul line, shoots it up over Winchester. Banked it, no good. Markham tips it out of bounds. Warsaw's got the ball back. Kircher in, Kaylin Markham out as Sean Hill rotates people as fast as Lenny Krebs does. 6:33 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads by 6. They've got the ball. Bricker into the center circle. Dribbling right, now left. Throws it off to Peterson. Peterson. Everybody kind of standing still. Zartman out. Now Bricker to reload it. Left side Peterson wide open. Three-pointer. Good. I don't know if you could hear it. I could hear it all the way at the other end of the court. Abby was screaming for the ball. She got it. She puts it in. 21-12. Lady Tigers by 9. Hostetler in transition. Shoots an air ball. And Zartman saves it in to Egoff. And there go the Lady Tigers again. Long cross-court pass. Bricker from the left. Turo 2! Bricker with 7, and the inbounds pass is thrown away. Out of bounds to Warsaw. The inbounds pass was thrown out of bounds from the end line to midcourt. No one touched it, and Warsaw is on quite a run, leading 23-12, and their defense is creating all kinds of trouble for the Red Hawks. Peterson left to the key against Markham. Right side, Zartman turns, throws it back to Peterson. Left side, Winchester. She launches and hits. It's all going right for the Lady Tigers now. They've scored 17 in a row and lead 26-12. Hill across the line, bobbled the ball, almost stepped into the backcourt. Hostetler on the left wing, spins around against Bricker, all the way to the right wing, down the side of the lane, shoots it up and scores. Joa Hostetler ends the run. A 17-0 run by the Lady Tigers. Winchester, top of the circle. Left side, Bricker. Drives in the lane. Shoots it up. On the run for 2. Bricker has 9. That one a high floater in the air. Over Hill, 28-14. Kircher's trapped. She threw it away in the backcourt. Rolling deep. It's going to be grabbed by Goshen. We're going to have an over and back call. Over and back. Violation. Out of bounds to Warsaw. It was a 12-9 game in the first quarter. And it's been all Lady Tigers ever since. Bergen into the game, Bricker out. Winchester is also out. Neely back in. 4:52 left to go in the second. Warsaw leads by 14. Peterson lobs it out to the right wing for Neely. In the corner to Egoff. Guarded by Tyra Markham, now to Zartman. Picks up her dribble and threw it away. Stolen by Hosteller. She will drive in and miss it. Did Brooke get a piece of that? Perhaps. Peterson up the middle of the court. Hosteller chasing. Down to the baseline, Bergen. In the corner, Neely for three. Good. Alexis Neely is on fire. It's 31-14, Lady Tigers. 4.5 minutes left to go in the second. Pass up ahead, tipped by Peterson, out of bounds. Peterson hit it last. It belongs to Goshen. Warsaw has 15 points in the first 3 minutes and in the first 3 minutes and 38 seconds. Hill with it, right wing, right in front of the Warsaw bench. Lobs inside Tyra Markham, a little too far. She gathers it up and missed it. Bergen gets to it for the Lady Tigers. Outlets to Delaney Villema, who's in the game. Ahead to the deep right corner for Zartman. She's trapped there, up the sidelines to Villema. Now to Neely. Neely drives in, all the way, gets three and scores. Alexis Neely's got eight. 19 for the week. 33-14, Lady Tigers. Long pass ahead. Thrown away. Bergen's knocked it had it knocked free. Tyra Markham picked it back up. Markham surrounded by white shirts. Back to Klein. Shoots a three. Rimming no good. Markham the rebound over top of Villema. She'll turn and shoot it and miss it. Hill the rebound. Drives into Bergen. Puts it off the glass. Wouldn't go. Hill back up. No good again. Hill another time. Back up. And that one finally goes in. And a timeout is called by Goshen. But what a run by the Lady Tigers. 3:20 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw 33, Goshen 16. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Sean Hill has already taken three timeouts. And again, there's a problem at the scores table. Now they seem to have resolved it. With 3:20 to go in the half, Warsaw on a 26-4 run leads Goshen 33-16. Bricker, right sideline, far end to Neely, back to Bricker. To Peterson on the left, back out to Bricker. Off a screen, inside to Bergen, out to Neely, and then she threw it to Bricker, and Bricker wasn't looking. It rolls all the way back to Lenny Krebs and out of bounds. And Lenny Krebs is screaming at her, and he reads lips better than I do, of course, but he's screaming at her, Alexis, shoot the ball. Because she was wide open. And she's already hit two from that almost exact spot. They lob under the basket to Hill. She missed it. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hill. And it's Warsaw ball. Here's the problem. Warsaw. And one of the players needs to tie her shoe. So we have a stoppage. Warsaw is not trying to block out. They are not backing into those girls at all. And so they're jumping straight up. And Hill at 6'3 and Markham at 6'1. Are going to jump over our girls every time. There is no over-the-back foul because there's no contact. Bergen left corner, up the sideline to Winchester, out to Neely. Goshen trying to pick up the pace defensively. Peterson, right corner, booked a three. Her third three-pointer of the first half. It's 36-16. Down the court, Kayla Markham, whistle, and a foul called. Neely ran into the back of Kaylin before the charge was taken, and it would have been a charge. Alexis with her first foul, team's third. Out to Hill, right wing. Drives to the top of the circle, looking for space. Now Klein, off a screen, can't shoot. They lob to Hill at the foul line. Leans in, underhand flip shot, no good. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Long pass, down the middle of the court. Bergen behind everybody, and she scores. A perfect pass, and Bergen with the finish. It's 38-16. 2:13 left to play in the half. Now up the sideline, Kircher. Long pass to Klein. Klein weaves her way into the front court. Ahead to Hill. 15-footer left wing, good. She's got 14 of their 18 points. Bricker almost lost the ball in the backcourt. She went back to get it. Now Bergen, now Bricker. Jocelyn flips it back to Peterson. Skip pass across, tipped and taken away. Klein wins the race to it. Peterson then cut in front of her and took it right back. It's 2-on-2 the other way. Peterson the right, into Bergen, right back to Peterson. It hit a leg, but it wasn't a kick. It's loose, and we're going to have a whistle and a held ball, and Goshen's got the possession arrow. I know what Zoe's thinking. Zoe's thinking that I got Hill in front of me, and I can get it to PD before she can turn around and she can score. I know exactly what she's thinking, but Hill is so long. And she was actually defending the pass. There's double dribble in the backcourt. Hostetler dribbled once and then was going to throw it to Hill. And Bergen got in the way of the passing lane. And Hostetler grabbed it and then dribbled again. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. I don't know if the poor stat guys over here can keep up with all this. I don't blame them if they didn't. By the way, it's Warsaw ball. Somebody needs to take it out. Zartman now finally does. On the inbounds, they bounce it to Egoff. She steps through a double team, and she got fouled. And they're going to say it's a shooting foul. Well, I don't know about that. Klein's going to get the foul. That's her second, team's fourth. And Ava Egoff is going to shoot the first free throw of the game for Warsaw with 1:32 left to play in its first half. Egoff for the season, 67%. And she shoots it with the right arm, and it's wide to the right. No good. Kayla Markham into the game for Goshen. For Klein, she is the only player on either team with more than one foul. Egoff will get another chance at her first point. It's in the air. It's short. The rebound's grabbed by Kayla Markham for Goshen. She'll outlet to Hostetler. Hostetler weaving her way through traffic. Lady Tigers trying to rip the ball away. Zartman got two hands on it but couldn't take it. Hill double team, turns and falls and fires a wild shot that almost went in, and two Lady Tigers kick it out of bounds. Zoe tried to, I'm just being silly here, Zoe tried to kick that ball to Peterson. She forgot what sport she was in. That works in the fall out at Tiger Soccer Complex, not here tonight. Kircher lobs it out to midcourt. Tyra Markham plays it there. Bergen right in her face. Markham stumbled and traveled. Timber, Warsaw ball leading by 20, 38-18. Remember, they were down 12-9 early in the second quarter. They got a 22-point quarter working and still 109 left in it. Bricker through the center circle. Dribbles right, throws it to Zartman. Zartman looks inside, nothing there, out to Peterson. Left side to Bergen. Bergen out top to Egoff. Egoff drives to left side of the lane, double teamed, back to Bricker. Bricker drives left, now back to the middle, ball picked away, she picked it back up. Zartman, right side Peterson, in the corner to Bergen. Zoe dribbles up the sidelines, long skip pass across to Peterson, a head fake and a drive for a 15-footer, it is short. Rebound tipped to the corner, wide of Bricker and out of bounds to Goshen with 34 seconds left in the quarter. Hill to throw it in. As far away in the gym as you can be and still be in the gym. And the ball kicked as Kircher tried to slip it to Hill, running up the sidelines for a breakout. 30.7 left. Warsaw with only three team fouls. So they can be aggressive here. They're in a 1-3-1 half-court trap. Hill back to Hostetler. Hostetler to the line, lobs across. Peterson got a hand on it, but it landed on the sideline right in front of the scores table. Out of bounds, Goshen ball, 23 seconds left. And they get it into Tyra Markham. She'll hand back to Hostetler. Hostetler dribbles out to the center circle. Picks up her dribble against Bricker and threw it out of bounds. She threw it over her intended target by about 3 feet. Warsaw's got the ball back with 14 seconds left with a chance for the final say of the first half of play. 9 seconds. Hand off to Winchester. 6 seconds. Zartman, 5-4. Double team. Bricker up the baseline. Shoots it on the run. Short. Winchester grabbed the rebound but ran out of time. What a second quarter for the Warsaw Lady Tigers. They hang 22 on the board and lead at halftime over Goshen, 38-18. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, Chuck-a-Duck going on right now. Warsaw 38, Goshen 18 here at intermission. First half scoring for the Redhawks. Joelle Hostetler 2, Tyra Markham 2. The rest belonged to Kyra Hill. She had 14 points, 10 of those in the first quarter. For Warsaw, Brooks Zartman 5, Alexis Neely 8, Zoe Bergen 2, Brooke Winchester 5, and the leading scorers, Abby Peterson with 9 on 3 three-point baskets, and Jocelyn Bricker with a 3 and 3 twos for her 9. Warsaw led it after 16-12. The Lady Tigers were down 12-9 early in that first quarter. They scored the last 7 points of the first quarter and then ran off 12 more, what ended up being a 26-4 run, which now if you expand that out to halftime, it's a 29-6 run to end the second quarter, and Warsaw leads 38-18. We had ties at 3-12 and 3 first quarter lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 42-2. They're now 12-6. Kelsey Wren was the leading scorer. She had 8 points. Goshen did not score. Their only basket came with 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Again, at halftime of the varsity game, Warsaw 38, Goshen 18. We got the first half stats coming your way next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, Warsaw 38, Goshen 18. The first half stats are brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw in the first half, 54% for the field on 15 of 28. They were 8 of 16 from three-point range and 0 of 2 at the free throw line. Goshen was 8 of 26 from the field. That's 31%. 1 of 5 from the arc, 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Goshen, 22-10. Why? Because they had 17 offensive rebounds in the first 16 minutes of play. But, again, the turnovers outdo the rebounds. Warsaw with 7, most of those it felt like in the last 5 minutes of the second quarter. Goshen with 12. And Warsaw leads here at the intermission 38-18. Individually for Warsaw, Brooke Zartman, 2 of 6. Has a three-pointer, 5 points. Abby Peterson, 3 out of 5, three three-pointers. She has 9 points. Zoe Bergen with 2. Brooke Winchester, 2 of 5, including a three-point basket for her 5. Jocelyn Bricker, 4 out of 5 with a three-pointer. She had 9 points. Alexis Neely continues to just be on fire shooting the basketball. 3 out of 4 in the first half. Couple more threes. She has 8 points. Rebounding-wise for Warsaw, again, incredible balance. 4 for Peterson, 2 for Zartman, 2 for Bricker. The difference is Goshen's got 17 offensive rebounds and Warsaw only has 5 defensive rebounds. So Goshen's been able to capitalize a little bit on their second chances. Unfortunately, for their standpoint, for their point of view, they've had all kinds of chances right around the basket, and Warsaw's not got anybody big enough to stop them, and yet Warsaw can't put the ball in the basket. It's been a massive, massive problem for the Redhawks. 8 of 26. I'm guessing if we had a shot chart of the 18 misses they have in the first half, I'm going to guess 13 of them or 14 of them are within 5 feet of the hoop. 38-18. Warsaw with a lead over Goshen at halftime. The halftime stats are brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Oliver Grossman has the headset on. Say hi.
Hi.
Now go back and sit with your mom. 38-18, Warsaw with the lead. We start the third quarter in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw.